beautiful piece of music right there. Simi. Not our very own Simi. It's a South African Simi. Umalela.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing song. I wish I know what that meant. But yeah, that's coming from a South African beauty. Simi. C-I-M-M-Y. Not that our own Simi. Not like Simi. Anyways, it's 7 minutes going past the hour of 10 right here on Nigeria Info 99.3. You're hanging out with the Techers. And yeah, Family Talk is back on What's Up Lagos. How you doing, Lagos, this morning? I hope that you are fine. I find joy just asking you how you're feeling, because I genuinely care, and I think Collins also cares.
That's right, I do care indeed. I care. I love. I care. Won't worry me. Okay. Wounding me now.
But how are you, though?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm fine. I mean, you see, when it comes to the end of every month, you know, there's a time where I forgot to mention. You take stock, and then.
How did that skip my mind?
Yeah, I mean, it happens sometimes. You take stock of what the month has been like.
Mm-hmm.
So you do that every month, and then when it becomes the end of the first quarter of a quarter in a year, so the stock is more. There's more stock to take care of, and then also project into the future. So I've been in between that transition time of what the first quarter was like and what I have projected to in the second quarter, which started today in this wonderful new month. And yes, and I woke up thinking of how do I bless my sweet wife. This is her birthday month. What is going to happen, you know, with her birthday in 14 days, guys. 14 days, she's going to be a year older in 14 days. So that's, you know, put me in a position of I need to get things, I need to strategically plan.
Who is putting you on that pressure?
Not be pressure. It's my choice. It's not pressure. You deserve to be celebrated. You deserve, yes, I know. You deserve to celebrate it. You deserve every good thing in life. And I'm not saying it because you are my wife. Yeah. No, I'm not saying this because you're my wife. No.
Okay.
I'm saying it because as a human being that you are,
mm-hmm.
and with these sacrifices that you make, okay. you know, through my life, in my life, and in the lives of those around you.
Yeah.
Now, if you have been touched by this lady one way or the other, wherever you are right now, it's time to come out and say it. Because I see the things you do. I see the lives you touch, the people you counsel, the people you talk to, the hope you bring in the lives of millions. And many people, yes. I mean, you talk to millions on radio every day. I cannot but be inspired. And then looking at the fact that, man, I have access to you. Like, I cannot turn left, right like that. Andrea is everywhere. You know, I see her. That is a blessing. And I'm not under pressure. I just want you to be celebrated. And there's no better time to celebrate you than when you are, you know, clocking you're adding a year to your age. And in 14 days, that's going to happen.
Aww.
So I'll say happy new month. Welcome to your month of
Beth.
And happy new month to everyone out there.
That's right. Happy new month to you. And also, it's a new quarter. I was just thinking, how did I forget that? Like, how did I even forget that it's my new month? I've been excited about it, but, you know, today just for some reason skipped my mind. But I'm hoping that you're having a good time. I hope that it's a new quarter and you have a fresh start already in your mind, because that's where it starts from. I know sometimes you might have baggages from what you have, you know, planned to do, your goals that you didn't exactly accomplish in the first quarter. It's okay. You can carry over, but you need to have it at the back of your mind that you have to get things done. Yeah, you have
to get
things done. And it's okay. I mean, if you weren't able to smash all the goals at once in the first quarter, there is an opportunity in the second quarter and you can do better.
That's right. That's indeed. You know, I've been, I woke up to a number of news stories or happenings around the nation, and they have been very worrisome,
mm-hmm.
The conversations all around. And I know most Nigerians who wish to see a day that this country would be a leading light, not just because we say so.
That's right.
A leading light in every area to live to its full potential. And that can only happen if more and more people can live to their full potential as Nigerians. So I know a lot of people look forward to that day. And hearing some news and happenings around, sometimes you just want to give up. My message to you, every Nigerian right now, is that, man, It's not time to give up. It's time to understand the world. I listened to Uncle Jimmy. We listened to Uncle Jimmy this morning.
Yes, we did.
And I had to, when I met him at the door, I said, Uncle Jimmy, we'll tell us all that you said the truth. You know, I'll try my small Yoruba. And, he said the truth about life and about the world. A lot of Nigerians perceive that the world is a place where, you know, there's always someone down there, somebody to help. Nobody's here to help. It's a jungle. And it's a jungle mentality. Everything points to that jungleness of the world. So nobody's giving you anything for free unless if you are going to give something in return. So what do you have in exchange? What are you exchanging? Over the years, we have been exchanging our birthrights. We have been exchanging our rights. We have been exchanging our resources. And it's time we stopped that and looked in the direction of creating value.
Exactly.
So that you can be on the table where decisions are made.
Mm-hmm.
So that when you do another Berlin conference, you'll be part of those that say, okay, I want that portion, I want that portion,
mm-hmm.
and you get yours. We have to leave the things I picked from what he said, which I'm going to bless, that also reiterate, is that we have to leave the past of, oh, we're slaves, oh, we're this. That has happened. Lo, bye. What are we doing?
What's the way forward?
That's us. I hope that inspires you to look how, from another perspective.
I love the part you mentioned, value.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then it's unfortunate that this is what the world is right now, mm-hmm. where nobody's about to help you without getting anything in return.
That's
although
right.
there are people who would say they want to genuinely help you mm-hmm. without exactly expecting anything. But the human nature in recent times, the way mm-hmm. things are right now in the world, nobody would want to help you without having to receive back from you.
Yeah.
So in your case, right, if you want to have someone to help you, what mm-hmm. value are you going to give in return?
That's a big question we're asking, of course, indeed. Thank you so much for reiterating that. But that's not our talk today on the Family Talk. No.
Yeah, today's Family Talk, I mean, mm-hmm. it's something that I would say a lot of relationships. Now, today's conversation is not just marriages this time. It's
uh-huh.
relationship in general.
Yep.
Now, a lot of relationships are lacking this.
Yeah.
A lot of relationships are lacking this. And it leads to breakups, it leads to heartbreaks, it leads mm-hmm. to resentment, it leads to misunderstanding, it leads to so many things. Now, you're mm-hmm. already wondering, so what is she talking about? We're talking mm-hmm. about communication in relationships. How well do you communicate with your partner? Do you have conversations? Do you talk about everything? Do you ask permissions? Do you share talk?
Yeah.
Because talking about permissions, right?
Yeah. I mean, talking about permissions, I mean, one of the questions we're going to ask today is, do you need permission, for example, as a husband or wife? A man.
Yeah. Do you need
permission mm-hmm. from your wife
yeah.
to bring your siblings? Your siblings, your family members, especially your siblings. Do you need permission? Like, okay, I would like to bring my brother is coming, and need permission is different from informing.
Yeah.
All right. So do you need permission? Like, ask for permission and expect a response. So it could be yes or nay. It could be yay or nay from your wife.
I like that you said
bring.
Information, informing.
It's not
permission. It's not asking for permission.
This is a part of the clear lines that
yeah.
have to be distinct
because
in communication.
Informing is, my brother is coming. Prepare the home, prepare the guest room, make sure that there's food in the house.
Okay.
My brother or my sister is coming,
mm-hmm.
or my uncle is coming. That's informing.
Without any prior knowledge or
exactly.
any conversation yet.
Now, asking for permission is sitting her down. You
yeah.
both are, you know, in a very cozy environment.
Yeah.
And then you're saying, babe, sweetheart, mm-hmm. my brother
mm-hmm.
said he wants to come and join us.
Yeah.
What do you advise? Should we bring him in?
Great. Yeah, that is exactly what I'm asking. Do you have that conversation? Do you think it is necessary? Do you think that your wife deserves that respect to that right of first refusal?
Mm.
You understand?
Yeah.
To either say yes or no. Do you think that there's need for you to give reasons if your answer is yes or no to why you are saying yes or no. Mm-hmm. And these are the questions we're asking around the communication in relationships, family relationships.
That's right.
I need to emphasize on that, family relationships. And that cuts across different, relationships in the family, all right? And what is the communication mechanism you have adopted to keep free flow of, to keep the relationship going, mm-hmm. and in a very healthy manner?
That's right. Because I mean, it will shock you that a lot of men will say, why do I need to sit her down and start asking her something? It's my family. They're coming.
It's my house.
It's my house.
And
right?
It's my brother we're talking about here.
I've done enough good to tell her about it. So why do I also need her permission?
Uh-huh.
In fact, a man that I had such conversation with, I was just asking, playing around it, and I said, are you going to ask your wife before you bring in your brother, to the house? And he's like, why do I need to ask her? She just needs to know that, he's coming. And that's it.
Wow. And that's the position of so many people right now. I know a lot of people have that experience. Mm-hmm. And some people would have just taken it, well, it's my husband. But deep within them, they're hurt. Like, but you should ask me. This is my house. And then the guy will come in there and start acting as if my papa girl.
You know, we talked about
it. Please, this is not my father's house. Your brother's house is not your father. It's not. In fact, your brother's house is your brother's wife's house. Let me not give my own opinion, though. But let's hear from you.
We talked about this in-law of a thing.
Yes.
And how they can call
the
it.
Entitlement.
Exactly. Uh-huh. So this could be the beginning, the genesis of it.
Yes.
Did you have a conversation with your wife?
Aha. Uh-huh. How did they arrive at?
Mm.
Is it the one time one person said the in-law said he was just coming for 24 hours.
And he spent 4 years. From one day. Oh, please let me stay.
Oh, my God.
And then
God.
It turned to 4 good years.
And in most cases, there are people who go to people's houses and do anyhow. In most cases, so I'm not saying in all cases,
mm-hmm.
there are those who have never housed a person before. Because if you have had a house and somebody has stayed with you and behaved the way you behaved, or you behave, sorry, I beg your pardon, or behaved, I'm sure you would understand how to behave when you go to
another person's house.
You understand? And that's just it. I mean, I'm just saying it from the top of my head. Guys, we want to hear your own story. What exactly has been your experience? How do you handle communication?
Mm-hmm.
What's the level of communication in your family, between you and your partner, between you and your siblings? General family conversations, how are you managing them? And remember the question, the main question we're asking you, do you need permission as a man from your wife or your partner to determine whether a sibling should stay or come to visit or do anything for you to be involved in their lives in any way? Do you need permission, or is this something you just, I just inform her if I like or not? How do you handle that?
Now, I like that in our case, right?
Yep.
So my brother stays with us, and it wasn't even me that initiated the conversation as to him staying with us.
Yeah.
It was you, right?
It's my guy.
So you still had to ask me. You still had to say, I want a man to come stay with us. Like,
I mean, guys, did you get that? I was on asking my wife for permission.
For my own brother.
For this. It didn't dawn on me until you said it now.
Yeah.
Like, really, that's what happened.
Yeah, that's what happened, actually.
I asked her for permission with the fantastic, young, talented, and great leader of the Odoobi dynasty, Emmanuel.
Odoobi
to join. Yes, absolutely. To join us in the family.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, he's an amazing artist. You could check his page on Instagram.
Yeah.
It's at
I am Odoobi.
Check him out. Fine boy, no dimple, no pimple.
Is that what we're talking about?
I'm just saying.
All right.
Very talented guy with the arts. Okay, so I had to ask my wife, can Emma come and stay with us for permission? If she has said no.
It's fine now.
If she has, I was the one asking permission, even though I initiated it. So we're asking you, how is your story? How does it work for you? Do you ask for permission? Do you think there's need for the man to ask for permission?
Mm.
Let's hear from you
and
today.
And not because colleagues that said this, the ones
you
that
not change your mind.
You not see men calling
speak
us
your
to
mind,
say that the ones that ask. We want to hear your honest and sincere word. Opinion.
Whenever you switch to this, man, it cracks me up a lot.
Really?
I'm telling you. Oh boy, let's get a screen. The first call at 0700-993-993-993.
Hello.
What's
Hi,
up,
good morning.
Lagos?
Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
What's up? Just alive.
You should take permission.
Yes, from your wife. Before you bring your siblings, yes.
Yes. My name is Mr. Albaro.
Okay. Mr. Albaro.
Yeah. I'm 1994.
All right.
Okay. When my junior brother finished secondary school and he wanted to come and join us so that he can get admission.
Mm-hmm.
Then he informed me. I said, okay, that I will get back to him. Then I now told my wife, that how do you feel? Can you accept for him to come? He said that he's your junior brother and that is what you desire. I said not that he's promised to stay with up and me, but just for him to prepare for the admission that he's going to get. He said, okay, that is no problem. Then I allow him to come. And that period, he had the admission and he went back to school. Then a time his own sister, the senior sister, got sick. He was in Lagos and we were in Ibadan. So he come to me, he said he wants his sister to come and take treatment in Ibadan, in his English. But he wants me to permit if I agree that then they will tell her to come. I said there's no problem. So you must take the permission because it's not everything we just give order, take authority as if you are. Sometimes it will bring problems to you.
That's right. Thank you so much.
The wife is very important.
All right.
All right.
Thank you. I love the last word. Permission to the wife is very important. I'll explain why. From my own little experience, why I think it's very important to move. But let's hear the next call.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hi, Michael.
So about the issue, the question about permission and all that. I think that it's important, very important. But before we get into that, I think that there is this general expectation from a couple. So the wife generally expects, or the husband, let's start with the husband since I'm a man. The husband generally expects that, I mean, my sibling is coming to stay for some time. I do not expect that my wife will say no, right?
Hmm.
So I go to her and say, hey, babe, such and such person would like to come. And the way and manner I say it, because I naturally do not expect that she will say no, I do not present it as though I'm seeking for permission, even though I am not just passing on an information. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so because I do not expect her to think no or to say no, I just pass it on like a message, like, okay, babe, such and such person would like to come. And I think they're thinking about coming 2 weeks, 2 weeks time and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we move on, right?
Mm-hmm.
But depending on the individual receiving that message, it can, and depending on their personality or their mind frame at the time, it might be considered that, oh, he just passed the information on to me, or she just passed the information on to me. Can you imagine that he or she did not seek my permission? They just told me and they expected me to just accept that. Whereas, the only reason why he or she did not come across like I am actually seeking permission is because in the first place, they have given you so much credit believing that you will not say no. Do you understand?
Okay.
So I think we have to put it in context.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, for someone who gets burnt the first time that just says, casually says, oh, my sibling is coming out, you don't mind, and then and moves on from that conversation, the person gets burnt, you'll be sure that the next time the person will sit down and say, okay, babe, or my husband, such and such person is coming. What do you think? Because that's obviously that's what the person wants. What do you think? Right? But I would ask that question, what do you think?
All right, so you are saying that it is okay to get the permission to ask and expect either a yes or a no. And would you respect, how would you handle a yes or a no, the response? If a no comes, will you handle it or will it be a problem?
First of all, I'll be totally disappointed if the answer is a no.
right?
Why? Why?
I mean, because
what if she gives her reasons?
What if she gives her some reasons?
Oh no, if she has reasons, but I'm wondering what those reasons could be. Well, if she has reasons, why not? And if the reasons make sense, why not? And even if they don't make sense to me at the moment, they make sense to her, right?
Okay.
But then we have to test the integrity of those reasons.
All right. Right. You made your point straightforward. There are so many questions to ask, but we need to go on a break. I'm sure when we come back, we'll continue with this. Communication in relationships.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
Everyone, welcome back. 10:35, so says the time, and we are back to the family talk, and the conversation is on relationships, communication, together in one statement. And you can find us live on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. You can also find us live on YouTube on the same handle, and you can even call us live on the radio. When I say us, I'm not alone, never alone, even though I'm not a Liverpool fan. That sounded like a song. I have
eventually be
my better half right here with me. And it's a great blessing, I must say. Andrea Odubi, take care. The lady with the sauce is right here.
It's all right. You call us up 0700-993-993-993. And I think Samuel is on the line. Samuel's calling my jar. Hi, Samuel.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning. What's up? How you doing?
I'm fine. This is my first time calling.
Whoa! Where's the shakers?
Shaker.
Yo, come here.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I can't shout too much. I've been listening to the program.
Okay.
And about relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I believe before two people agree to marry,
yes,
there should be a period of knowing each other. That is the courtship period.
Okay.
And at that point, a kind of family constitution should be set up.
Okay.
Who is to visit, duration of visit, because somebody may want, even your family members may want to visit, but they don't know situations in the family at that particular point.
That's right.
So at that point, if there was a constitution set, you will only need to, both of you, the partners, go to the constitution.
Mm.
At this point, are we to permit someone visiting? If, of course, the constitution should be flexible.
Yeah.
It's not going to be a
rigid
kind
one.
Of casting, casting stone stuff.
Yeah.
So based on that, the agreement that was set before you marry, you agree, should this person come? If it's not going to be favorable, then both of you agree. It shouldn't be me, I want to come, I want to allow this person to come, and then the other one is seen as the bad person because she disagrees. No, it should be a mutual stuff.
Yeah.
Then you know, based on that agreement, you know how to put it to the family member that wanted to visit so that they won't see your partner that is disagreeing as a bad person. You understand?
That's right.
You can say, oh, sorry, it's not favorable for you to come at this point, maybe some other time, and then everybody goes on happy. So I believe before spouses come together as husband and wife, that period, premarital relationship period, the courtship period, a lot of things should be spelled out in terms of how the family will be run. You understand?
Yeah.
That's right.
All right.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Constitution.
We need a constitution.
Well, let's start writing it now.
That sounded very brilliant. You know?
It
although some people will be like, how can we have constitution? I be Lori what? I mean, why?
You must have.
But this made a lot of sense. It made a lot of sense. You know, he said that write down the constitution. I mean, during the period of your courtship, during the period of you getting to know each other, and you have agreed that you want to settle down together, you have a constitution. So what's going to work and what's not going to work? I think it's brilliant, although you see, we have expectations as to what the marriage will be like.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you're going to it, sometimes it's not exactly the way we have pictured it that it becomes to, you know, unfold. Because things could happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then having a guideline, having something in quote, he said, you can make the constitution flexible.
Yeah.
And that could also work. So if you can have a constitution...
And know what will can work and what
can
work.
And you both have agreed.
You anticipate.
Exactly. So when such a thing comes up, we refer back to the constitution and say, okay, can this be flexible? Should we still agree on this? Should we, you know, change it or tweak it a bit? I think it's perfect.
Absolutely. Because, you see, running a family and running a relationship, it's like running a business, guys. I mean, this is just a hard fact. I just got to. Shout out to Sandra, by the way.
Right.
It's a hard fact that I just got to, you know, realize.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm not ashamed to say. I just got to realize that it's not just, okay, every day you wake up, what do we do? What do we do? It's like running a business. There's got to be a structure.
Yeah, that's right.
A structure that will require. That's why if you have a structure, how can you have a structure without a constitution? So if you run your business the way they're running Nigeria right now, your life. If
like
you run your family
goes.
Like, okay, let me ask you: can you run your family? Do you run your family like Nigeria has been run? Because the truth is, it won't be far fetched. It won't be far from what Nigeria has been run now. So I totally agree.
Yeah.
Every relationship should have a structure.
Mm-hmm.
And the gentleman calls it a constitution.
That's right. Hi, Jerry. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes. 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 Cheers to life.
Good morning, Tekes.
Good morning.
I'm first time caller, actually.
Yes. Yes. Welcome, welcome.
well, I don't really have anything to say. I'm just happy. I just love hearing people on radio.
Wow.
So I'm glad you call in.
Ah. Thank you. Thank you so much.
What's up?
Yes,
yes. Yes. Thank you, Jerry. Oh, Jerry's excited.
Yes.
If the show is going to end right now, I'm good. I'm good, man. One person is excited, and that's good. And, well, we're asking you if it's okay to ask your partner before you allow a sibling come to stay with you guys. And what is the communication level? Let's look at, see, what role do you think communication plays in keeping people together?
That's right. Izuchuku Bad is calling from Badore.
All right.
Yeah.
Izuchuku.
Yeah. What's up, Liga?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. The life. Good morning to you.
Yes, yes. That guy that mentioned constitution cannot spawn me to call.
Okay. Let's hear you.
Yeah, you know, marriage has unwritten constitution.
Unwritten constitution? Mm.
Yes. It's not hard. It's not fast. It's just you have a tentacle on how to manage things. You know, with my wife, we didn't actually stay long before we married.
Okay.
So I told her that we have to start communicating what, why, the consequence, and who will bear the consequence. who will it affect?
Okay.
Well, I love this.
So we also work on superior arguments.
Okay.
So you don't just say, you have to be sure that what you are saying. So what your argument is better than who am I? And she's very, very, you know, very articulate. She can sense water in the river. She can just look at the river and say, there is water in this place. There is water. Let us dip our hand here. So like this month ended now. She already knows how to manage it to the end. If you give me the whole money, he finishes tomorrow.
Wow.
So, in the issue of bringing somebody to the house, we don't have that yet.
Okay.
So, we have a new baby, but I'm working for both.
Okay.
So Congratulations.
I remember the week when my wife gave birth, I called you.
Okay.
Was a new dad then.
Oh.
So, what I do, the what I would do, I will have an agreement. I don't wait for her to. I go ahead and, you know, we anticipate each other and we communicate. Immediately she is off work now by four. She will tell me everything that's going on. I'll also tell her what is going on. So by the time you are calling her, trying to tell her what I said, she will tell you what I said already.
All right.
It wasn't like that. Thank you so much for calling.
Made so much sense.
Thank you. And how's the baby? In regards to the baby, say hi.
Growing. She's going for her final immunization tomorrow.
Oh.
well done. Regards to her and the wife. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Absolutely.
Man.
He mentioned superior arguments.
He deserves some clapping.
you know, what we're doing is when people give some. We respect every opinion, guys. But when some people give some opinions like this, we'll do something like this. But there are some people, you know, we might need to play something like, are you normal? Anyways, before we move on to get your comments on the last caller, I think Kunle is on the line.
Yeah, Kunle is on the line.
From Igondo.
What's up, Lagos?
A week.
That was a lot of energy.
Kunle with the energy.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah, so, Colin,
my brother, I miss you. I won't lie. Kunle. Nice one, man.
Yeah.
Where?
Andrea, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah, it's been a while, man. I'm listening, but I haven't had the chance to call.
Great to have you, man. You are the winner. You have won. You have won for the year.
Just to everyone, my radio family, Chukwebuka, Mr. Fonde,
Great.
I love everybody, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, back to the matter.
The matter is, as it stands,
I'm also a family man.
Okay.
And one of my siblings, I think I can only get permission from my wife when my sibling is coming to stay over.
Okay.
Then I can call her that, madam, can this person come and stay over? Okay. But if it's just a short visit for that day, I can only call to inform.
Okay. Hmm. But what is wrong with your siblings actually talking to your wife directly and requesting for permission? Does that give some sense of respect?
No. It gives a lot of respect. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you have to start with the communication they started with.
Okay. Yeah.
If I was the intermediary between the both of them, then, you know, calling us without calling me might even be disrespectful to both.
To you, yeah.
That's right.
Correct.
All right, that's right.
So that's just it.
Okay.
The communication
we
started with.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for your opinion, Kunle. Thank you for the energy.
Have a nice day.
And you too. Enjoy.
So that he says he can ask for permission if they're coming to stay with them.
All right.
But if they were just passing a night, he would inform rather than ask for permission. But I'm just saying, what will he take to ask her? Okay, this person says he wants to come for her. Okay, well, it depends. Moving on. But I want to go back to a previous caller. Mm-hmm. That's before Kunle. He said he mentioned something. So they acknowledge superior argument in their home.
Yeah.
And he also mentioned that there's something they call the unwritten constitution.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't necessarily have to be written down. But, you know, in marriage, as things get to unfold, you realize that because of you have spoken about it at some point in your relationship, you know that, okay, this thing is a no-go area in this our relationship. This thing, this place, this this would have a consequence if you do it, you know. I really do love the part he mentioned, superior argument, because a lot of marriages don't know when to, especially men. I'm sorry, not sorry. A lot of men don't know when to step down and say, okay, this woman has a superior argument.
The man in there will not allow
it. They'll say, no, this is this and it has to be. Why? Who would it help when you know that this person is making a better case here?
Yeah.
And then, so you are just, you know, your ego just, you know, overriding the whole thing.
Yes, also, and you should understand your man. Because not every man, is not there. There are people whose ego is part of their lives. There's nothing you can do.
It has nothing to do with
the situation.
Okay.
So as a woman, you should also know how to make your superior argument accepted. Because your argument is not superior if it's not accepted. At the end of the day. Because who do you want to go and call and say, so we had this argument and I was telling my husband, or I was telling my wife, and my wife said opposite. So just like you said, the men do not allow their ego to accept superior argument.
Yeah.
As a woman, when you also have a superior argument, that there's a thin line between how you communicate it. Because speaking from a man's point of view, how you communicate that argument. So when you see that a man is already bruised, his ego is already bruised, you already sense that this guy, you know, that I have a superior argument. You are just trying to argue.
Yeah.
You can also devise the best means of making him understand better and accept it. Because the goal is for your argument to win, right?
That's right.
Yeah, so the goal is not for him to feel like he's lost.
Yeah.
The goal is for you to communicate.
Because at the end of the day, it's not even about who wins.
Yeah, it's about the communication.
The partners. You both
and what's
winning
good.
Together. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What's good for both of you.
That's right.
What makes your argument superior is not because you have more facts.
Yeah.
It's because it is the best for both of you.
That's right.
So that has to be communicated.
That's
because in most cases, it becomes an argument of competitiveness.
That's right.
Who has more knowledge?
That's right.
So that has to be washed. Because sometimes that will temper on the man's ego. And trust me, he's going to fire back. He's going to fire back. Like, who marry you?
Don't even bring that in. Because
you will
change.
Hello. Yeah, hello, can I have a palm? Hello, what? Is your hello?
0700-993-993-993. And if you're a woman, let's hear from you, please. Don't let these men overpower us with their hello. 01465-7190. 01465-7190.
Now, the next set of calls we want to take, we'll want it from the ladies. And for WhatsApp, it's 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. I have a number of messages on Facebook too, and on YouTube. I'll be going that lane or threading that path in just a moment.
But before then, let's take some WhatsApp messages. Francis from Ojo says, my sister and her husband have a rule that family ain't allowed to sleep over. And you think to them, you need to tell them a week before at least. But I think he's being selfish as he doesn't have a large family, and not my sister who has a large family. I don't blame him anyway. We are very dramatic.
So you can't say somebody is setting way without finding out. You're not in their house. You see, there's a common African saying. It's a proverb in my local dialect that says, it's the zing, the roof, the zing. Is what covers a lot. The roof covers a lot, as it were. And you never know if you're not in there. Because it's your brother and it's your sister, doesn't mean you know what's happening in the house. If they have a rule to say that you must inform, there must be a reason. Maybe that's why it's in their constitution. And you do not have a single say in that constitution of their own marriage or relationship. Just to make a point. Andrea, you agree with that?
That's right.
Do you agree because it's me, or you agree because I agreed?
I'm sorry. I was carried away by what I just saw on WhatsApp.
Okay, all right, go ahead. Take it.
I was really, really carried away. So this person is coming for Collins.
Okay.
And I think that a lot of people, when they're leasing, they don't leasing to understand, but the leasing to
criticize.
And I think that's the place of this person who's sending this message.
Okay.
Now, this person here says, Collins, how far? How about if your wife's siblings are coming? The woman, too, should tell the husband first. You are sounding like it's only a man to ask permission. Balance it up, Collins. Collins, always balance your argument on radio.
Okay.
So let me say this, right? Today's conversation, the question was, a man, as a man, right? We're not asking as a woman. So if you want to make submission as a woman, feel free to do it, right? Today's conversation is as a man. We're asking that question as a man, right? So if you want to make a comment as a woman, feel free. And we have been doing that because the conversation is on both ways.
At Access.
We have a lot of messages already, so we can just get into those messages. And I can see more than 15 to 16 untouched messages on Facebook. And I'm sure you have a lot on YouTube and, of course, on WhatsApp, right?
Okay. Obeta Joseph from Shasha says, please, I'm waiting for your opinion because many admire your relationship as the Teke family, including me. Hmm. So rather take your opinion than anyone else.
Okay. Well,
I want to say something, right? Yeah. Okay, you want to say something?
No.
Okay, so what I wanted to say is this, regarding our topic today.
Yeah.
It's typical for, in an African society or our Nigerian society, where it is mandatory that as a woman, you must ask for permission from your husband before allowing your siblings or allowing a relative come stay. You know, it's an unwritten or written rule. I mean, it's numb. Everybody knows. But you see, somehow it is not exactly common for a man to ask for permission from his wife before allowing his siblings coming. And that's why we're laying emphasis on this topic, on this question, that as a man, can you ask for permission from your wife before allowing your own sibling to come stay with you?
Okay. And that's totally, that's straightforward. And we're also asking you how your communication, you to share your own experience, how you've been communicating your thoughts, your ideas, or generally in your different family relationships, whether it's with your partner, with your wife, with your husband, or with your siblings, however, we like to know, because we have realized that communication, of course, has been a major problem in our society. Proper communication. And in relationships too, in marriages, in relationships, the same thing. It could be the reason your relationship is going through a whole lot of stuff right now. It could be the reason you guys are loggerheads. How you communicate, what you communicate. And that's also a fact that we should pinpoint. But as a man, would you ask for permission from your partner before your siblings come around? Are there rules? Do you guys discuss it? Or is it you give order? Nnamdi is coming tomorrow. Please prepare the room. or is it a situation? And as a woman, do you also ask for permission? Let's quickly just put it past that one. Do you ask for permission? Because it is believed that it's normal. You must ask. You must tell your man, you can't just come. Hey, voila. But on the other side, do men ask for permission?
I know that there are also some women that don't exactly regard their husbands. Yeah, there are women who don't regard their husbands. So they just go about, baba, dayo, you can go and on and on and on without even asking him, like, can we bring him in? He is asked to come over. So, of course, there are some women who don't go about asking questions. They just bring their siblings in, and they don't even care if their husbands are not happy about it. They assume that their husbands should like understand. It, should agree, should understand. Mm. Right.
That's right. So let's get back to the calls. I'm trying to get those messages on Facebook. And a lot of people will be saying, read that message now. Read it now. All right, we'll do that. I promise you. But let's see who's on the line. What's up? Yes.
What's up, Lego?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Colin Steke.
Yes.
He loves you so much.
I can imagine.
You're lucky me, this Lagos calling.
Why now?
Clayton from Alaba.
Oh, Clayton. Welcome. How's Alaba this morning, man?
I'm still at home. I'm here to move to my business area.
Okay, great.
They're having
great.
A brief meeting today, so they're going to open a bit late.
Okay, all right, great.
That's why I'm still at home.
Fantastic. So let's talk. On this
yes.
matter.
Yes. There are issues that are not worth discussing in the radio.
Okay.
How can you ask if a man has the right to ask for his goods in his house from his wife?
Oh.
It's not done. It's not in the surface of this Nigeria or Africa. That will happen in abroad.
Okay.
But here in Nigeria, in Africa, it's the man that owns the house. It's the man that owns the woman. It's the man that owns whatever they're going to eat in the house.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's the man that brought the woman inside his house.
Okay.
So woman is subject to a man.
Okay.
Yes, there are some issues that is private that you ask for your wife to give you an idea.
Okay.
Not your siblings coming to your house. Okay. You're not asking your wife, excuse, can they come in?
Okay. What if you know she's the one, you say it's the one that, what if she's going to cook and everything? Huh? She shouldn't prepare, so the sibling can just come in anytime.
No, the truth of the matter is you have to let her inform.
Okay.
That my people are coming.
Okay.
Not asking her, are they going to come?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
They are coming. All right. Morning, prepare food for them.
Okay. All right, great. Thank you so much, Clinton, Mr. College. Clinton, for that. Appreciate it. God bless you. Yeah. Every opinion accepted, every opinion respected. But now, Lagos, we want you to comment on the last caller's comment. What do you make of that position? He says that there's nothing like permission, say, not in Africa, not in Nigeria.
Specifically, he said women are subject to the men.
Yeah, and so before you hold it against Clinton, before, I'm just saying generally, have it in mind that there are millions of men with that opinion.
Mm.
In Nigeria, maybe in Lagos today.
Actually, that's the reason we're bringing this conversation.
Absolutely.
Let's hear the men talk.
So, guys, what do you make of that opinion? What do you have to say? At some point, Andrea almost stood up. But what do you have to say? Don't.
No, I'm not saying anything.
All right. 0700-993-993-993.
Because if I do. Women, we want to hear from you as well. 01465-7190.
Okay.
Please, we want to hear from you. Please.
Ladies, please
make
sure.
For my sake, I want to hear from you this morning.
All right.
01465-7190.
Hello.
Hello. What's up, Lego?
What's up?
Good morning, speakers.
Good morning.
My suggestion to me as a lady.
Uh-huh.
My husband can't just tell me that his sibling is coming over, or you just come and tell me that my brother is on his way coming. Well, I'm not aware of when and how he leaves the house to come to my own house.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you didn't let me know, I'm going to make that house a hell for your brother, for him to know that I own that house.
Okay.
Wow. Wow.
Well done.
Thank you so much for that. You know, I was going to advise earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, someone there is waiting for that my advice.
Yeah.
Take note of this lady's comment.
Okay, just hold on.
I'll get back to that advice.
Okay.
Let's get more calls, guys. What's your comment on the last caller? It's pretty much the previous caller, that's Clinton. It's pretty much why we asked the question today on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hello. What's up, Lagos?
What's up? You are calling the ladies' line, but I'll just forgive you. Let's go. Sir, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Olaleko. I'm coming from Maryland.
All right.
I'm actually, this is my first time.
Wow.
Welcome.
Great to have you.
Yeah.
Olaleko.
The issue is that, personally, I'm married.
Okay.
But I respect my wife.
Okay.
Whenever my siblings want to come, I show that. And I let her know that my siblings are coming. If she said she's not happy, I will ask her why. If she has a genuine reason, I will ask my siblings to wait. But I'm easy. But if she don't ask genuine reason for her not to happy, I will ask her to come.
I mean, that's fair.
But it's proper to ask your wife. Maybe she may be doing something else that you don't want anyone to know except the family.
Yeah.
All right.
But you can't just take your siblings home without a notice.
All right. Thank you so much for that, Olalekan, for calling too. And now the ladies and ladies in line. Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. What's up, Lagos? I don't have the energy to shout, please.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Let's talk.
Yes, this is Kate calling from Ode.
Hi, Kate. Good to have you.
Yes. So, concerning this issue, I had an experience years back.
Okay.
There was this, my siblings were always coming and going. Nobody stayed.
Okay.
But there was this, my husband's niece. One day she just called to say that, Auntie, I've finished my NYSC. Can I come and stay with you in Lagos and look for a job? I said, no problem. Come. I never knew. My husband was not always around. He was a traveler then.
Okay.
So I never knew I was supposed to ask her, have you called your uncle? I didn't ask her. I just said, no problem. The house is yours. You are free to come.
Mm.
She came. Then my husband now came and saw her load. I was like, what's happening? And I said, she said she wants to come and look for a job in Lagos. It was a serious war.
Wow.
In fact, I learned my lesson. Everybody blamed me.
Wow.
Why didn't you ask your husband? My husband was asking me, okay, she called you to tell you that she's coming to stay with us. Did you tell me? Did you tell me? I said, no, I thought because she's your niece. I was not supposed to take permission from you again since she's not my sibling.
Mm.
He said I should tell her to go.
Wow.
It became a problem. I said, I can't tell her to go. If she was my sibling, I can just tell her go. But this one is my in-law. There is no way I can open my mouth and tell her leave my house. He could not tell her. And he wanted me to tell her. I could not tell her.
Wow.
We quarreled and quarreled and quarreled until the lady left on her own.
Wow. So yours, it was even a case of ignorance. I mean, you didn't even know.
Yes,
that you
I
were supposed
know,
to
seriously.
Ask.
Hmm. I thought if he was my sibling, I would tell him my sibling is coming. But I thought because this person is his niece, there was no need of telling him. Hmm. I didn't know.
Hmm.
I didn't know.
Now
I
learned
my lesson
know.
Anyway.
Now you know.
Now I know.
Thank you
I
for
enjoy
sharing.
Your program
wow.
Every day.
Aww,
thank you
so much for making us happy. God Aww. Bless you.
Amen.
God
thank
bless you too. Thank you so much. What a way to learn. So many messages on Facebook, guys. We need to go on Facebook. Someone is saying he has caught me that Google has. What did Google tell you? Olai Tom Fatima, Titulokwe, say, oh, you said that this one is asking for help. You said, anyone willing to help? My father and mother have been separated since 5 years old. Things have been rough for me and my grandmother and a sister. I wish someone can help me out. What's your help? What's the help?
That message is not for us.
That is not for us. I don't think it's for us. Anyways, Collins, I don't catch you. Now I know part of the reason why your chemistry and presentation works too harmoniously with Andrea. Google has given you out. What did Google tell you? Because Google is... Sebi, I work for Google.
Mm.
No, Google... Anyway, but Google gives out a lot of information. And all that. So I had to take that. I'm finding it difficult to refresh all the messages. I can see more than 30 comments here that have not been touched. And I'll try to do that. Maybe you should go on WhatsApp while I try to fix that.
All right. Biodu Cooper from Shomolu says, Mr. and Mrs. Cheke Dimeji.
Okay.
He says, first, I want to say that I love the two both of you together forever. Shout out to you.
Shout out to you.
And he's saying, you are my favorite couple on radio. As for the discussion, I will respect my wife by asking her permission. I will not do anything to offend her. All right. Thank you so much.
That's right.
Let's see now. This person here is Mo Ashaka. And he says, hi, Techers. I don't think my wife and I would have any reason not to allow our siblings visit us because she loves having them around.
Okay.
However, it is her right to be informed so she could get prepared, plan her schedule, and organize her timetable. That is a fundamental respect I must give to her. Same way, nobody visits my family without informing me ahead. Now, I think that it's about, we're trying to say permission now, not informing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Collins made that distinction earlier, saying, mm-hmm. we're not saying informing. Informing is like, okay, my siblings are coming, prepare this, prepare that. You're letting mm-hmm. her know ahead of time. But mm-hmm. asking for permission is, babe, my siblings are coming. Should they
mm-hmm.
come?
Mm-hmm.
Should we allow them come? Should they stay for, if at all we're allowing them, how many days are we giving them? You know, just asking for permission, that's what we're saying.
Absolutely.
So are you going by that? Would you ask for permission from your wife? Biodu from Lekki. Yeah, from Lekki says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, Collins and Andrea. Take care. The topic of today is currently affecting my home.
Hmm.
My wife is a non-Nigerian. Most of her family members aren't here, but my own family always come around to visit or stay for a while, even their kids as well. You must have a very large house.
That's right.
And he's saying, I'm a driver. I work and stay with my boss. I only go home last Friday of the month and return the next day, Saturday, back to work. No time for my family. I really pity my wife whenever she complained about the family visit. I only drop 20K a month for them at home while the remaining goes to savings. They will come and consume all we have and left my family in hunger. Please, what can I do? My wife is not happy.
What can you do?
This is just what we've been talking about. Now, this is a case of something that wasn't addressed the first time. It's a case of not the unwritten, the constitution that wasn't followed. Yeah. Unwritten constitution that wasn't followed. Mm-hmm. Now, there wasn't no structure. So you kept allowing. And now it has gotten to a point where it's now a norm. So it's difficult to address it.
To address it, that's right. So what can he do? Is he asking the question, guys? You heard the story.
Now, let me read it out again to Lagos, Nigeria, so that you can jump on it and tell us what he should do about this. Now, this message from Biodulekki says, good morning, Collins and Andrea. Teke. The topic of today is currently affecting my home. My wife is a non-Nigerian. Most of her family members aren't here, but my own family always come around to visit or stay for a while, even their kids as well.
Okay.
I'm a driver. I work and stay with my boss. I only go home last Friday of the month and return the next day, Saturday, back to work. No time for my family. I really pity my wife. Whenever she complained about the family visit, I only drop 20K a month for them at home while the remaining goes to savings. They will come, consume all we have left and my family, and leave my family in hunger. Please, what can I do? My wife is not happy.
What can you... Anyway, let me hear from Lagos before I miss it. Where am I? Lagos, what can he do? You heard it.
Yeah, we're still talking communication in marriage, communication in families, rather. Uh-huh. And we're asking a man. As a man, can you ask for permission from your wife if your sibling or siblings want to come over to stay at your place?
All right.
0700-993-993-993. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Please permit me to speak through this line. I've been trying to reach you guys through the other line. What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Who are we talking to?
It's Olani.
Olani.
Yes.
Okay, Olani. Now I see why you were asking for the permission to be on the female only line.
I know I've breached the rule. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
No, I appreciate this topic sincerely. And I actually want to quickly make a contribution to the previous caller that said, okay, women are subject to men.
All right.
We should just inform them not to take permission.
Yeah.
I know Andrea must be boiling.
I almost left the studio.
I know she was. But to me, just like Colin said, every opinion should be respected.
Absolutely.
I think marriages now have grown beyond just taking our wife as a subject. I think we need to respect them. We need to, you know, take advice and get advice from them. Okay, should we do this? Should we, in respect to, okay, family visiting us, we shouldn't just see it as, okay, informing them alone. No, I think marriages, if you want to enjoy our marriage, my marriages have grown beyond that.
That's right.
Yeah. So I think taking them with levity, will really help us to grow in our marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And on the last caller that said, okay, what should they do?
Mm-hmm.
I think he just need to take his stance and do what is necessary. And
what is that thing that is necessary that he should do?
He needs to look into the face of his family and tell them the truth that this, their habit, is affecting his family.
That's right.
Immediate family.
Okay.
And he should not be shy about it. He should just look into their eyes and tell them the right thing.
All right. Thank you so much for that. Appreciate you.
I'm hoping that Bjorn, you're still listening, and I hope that you heard that.
You turned down the volume. So finally, I can get the WhatsApp messages. I mean, I say WhatsApp. The Facebook messages quickly.
Okay.
Asanwa Nike, I mispronounced your name once, I won't do it again. Asanwa
Shout out to you. Say happy birthday in advance to Odo B in advance. Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Say my
thank
birthday,
so
mate.
Yeah.
Say I rep April 13,
oh,
a day before yours.
Yeah.
All right. Happy new month to the techers. That's coming in from Bumi Shola. And Bumi Shola further says, even Andrea's smiles touching hearts. God bless you. Coincidentally, it's my birth month too. Cheers to life. Okay, great. Man, that's true. How you say? Someone said
true that. How you did?
Okay, true that. Commenting to, adding to what the person said. Your smile touches lives. Is how you did. Happy new month to everyone in the beautiful country of Nigeria. Tune in from the land of long white cloud in Aotearoa. Oh boy, I don't know this country. I don't know it. Please. Please, how do you pronounce this country? Aotearoa. If you laugh at me, I'll lie to where you are. I don't know it, me.
Me, I don't, actually.
All right, I'll check the pronunciation after the break.
Moving on.
Or maybe tomorrow on the show. But thank you so much. Shout out to everyone there. If you can send me a voice note, your name is Saini Tala in...
Talanai Valley.
Valu. Let's take it again. I'll take the Saini part.
Okay.
Saini.
Talanai Valu.
Great. Shout out to you. Listening to us from Aotearoa. Shout out to you from that country, man. I promise you, after the show today, I'm going to learn. I'll mention your country. I'll give you shout out to that country every year.
Emma is on the line. Hello.
Is that, sorry?
Yes.
I'm on to the techers.
Yes, you are.
Okay, all right, fantastic. Well, I got interested, you know, listening to your topic, and then, in all honesty, topics like this should be made broad-based because it sends all manner of information down the line.
Okay.
And then it will be proper to always get people to understand that issues are better discussed when they are put in proper context.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for the man who thought that, a man should, you know, relate to the wife as though the wife is subject to him,
mm-hmm.
should understand that there has been a paradigm shift a long while ago. in the time past, you know, when family structures were made in the guise of the fathers of the house having to go to the farm and every other person would need to work subject to his interest and so on and so forth. Yes, at that time it would have been applicable. Mm-hmm. That is the time when the woman would need to kneel down with her food in her hand to give to the man, because the understanding at that time was that the man, as a matter of fact, was in the vanguard of affairs. But now things have changed. Things have changed to the point where now, you know, you would need to draw a synergy between the man's effort and the woman's effort to put the home together.
Uh-huh.
And then when you're doing that synergy, you're looking at the strength of the woman, you're looking at the strength of the man, no longer the muscular power of the man as it was in the time of old.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're looking at the woman's intelligence, because now it is no longer by power as it is with the muscle, it is by what you're bringing to the table.
That's right.
So in the light of that understanding, you will discover that where the man has some weak points, the woman would have some strength.
That's right.
And when the woman has some strength, the man would have some weak points.
That's right.
So in that guise, a man who really desires good for himself, not as though, like, you know, sometimes, you know, it would be ironical to say that people could have, you know, guns put at their heads, you know, and pumping pellets into it. It's only a madman that would do that.
Yeah.
But when you see people, when you see men, when you see some persons, you know, acting as though that impression is being suggested, then you draw pity for them.
Mm.
Because if you really need to move forward, you need wisdom.
All right.
And that wisdom is resident on the fact that you need to maximize all the assets you have so that you be in the front.
That's right.
So you can't be in the front without maximizing the assets you have.
That's right. Mm.
In my house, most time, I do what I call sometimes, you know, family board meeting.
Okay.
In that family board meeting, I'm the chairman, my wife is the managing director, and the children are the board members of the house.
Wow.
So we'll sit down and everybody will come up with their contribution.
Hmm.
You know, at that point, the day we would have the family board meeting, even the youngest, who is about 14 now,
mm-hmm.
has her rights.
And
you can't shout her down.
I love this.
Wow. When we're, any other time, you could shout her down, but not on the family board meeting day.
Wow.
So you will not see them sometimes, you know, when in the course of conversation, you see some people saying, nah, let's wait on the family board meeting day. That day, I'll make my opinion known.
Wow.
You know,
I love this.
So with that, you will understand that even sometimes when it becomes applicable that some persons will be drawing backwards, you know, when they know that it is time for the opinion to count, they'll bring it to the fore. So you don't inhibit the potentials people have, no matter how small they are in the family, not to talk of the wife, who is supposed to be a core partner, you know, in the driving of the ship.
Wow.
So please, let it be made known when people are bringing opinion.
Thank you.
That it should be situated in context so that people would follow the strength of the opinion. Thank you very much.
Wow, Emmanuel, you just blew the minds of everyone listening right now.
I must say, thank you so much.
My wife wants to give you a hug. Whoa. Come on, be going. Bye-bye.
Without your permission.
Bye-bye. We need to go on the break. You explained the hug you want to give to him now. No, I'm just saying, man. Come on.
We're going on a break and we'll be right back.